This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting in at the start of the show because this is so important. I am in contact with Trump insiders, not just with Roger Stone. There is massive election fraud happening all over the country in Super Tuesday against Trump, including here in Austin, Texas. News Radio 590 that we're closely affiliated with has had scores of calls coming in, and it's all the same thing. It's flipping from Trump to Rubio en masse. We've got a special report. We're coming down after that to break it down.
The racial division flaring up in the United States, imposed on the average non-racist American by the self-anointed leaders of the African-American community, based on the color of our skin, appears to be imploding. Whether it's Hollywood's Academy Awards, the annual self-important spectacle crashed by the cloud of racism lurking over its proceedings, awarding Chris Rock's Black Host Matters monologue style with ratings reaching an 8-year low.
Is Hollywood racist? Yeah, damn right Hollywood's racist, but it ain't the racist that you've grown accustomed to. Hollywood is sorority racist.
We're MSNBC, Race Baiters Central. Nothing less than a government-funded megaphone for the media prostitutes launching their New World Order division diatribe on a nightly basis.
Well, I think many people would like to see an African American on the Supreme Court. We don't really need to go into Clarence Thomas's background or his behavior.
Steve Watson writes, what Sharpton and Bass are really implying is that they want to see someone nominated to the Supreme Court who will play the race card and will make decisions based not on whether or not they are consistent with the U.S. Constitution, but based on the color of his or her skin. Indeed, Justice Thomas recently asserted that the nation is far too obsessed with racial differences, prompting liberals to hurl racist slurs, while others implied that the black judge was himself being racist. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow blog responded to Thomas' speech by attempting to argue that more race consciousness was a good thing because nobody wanted to return to the 1960s Jim Crow era. A CNN segment also implied that Thomas himself was racist for wanting to move on from race even being an issue. Sharpton also suggested that Senate resistance to confirming a new justice is another sign that the Senate does not consider Obama to be a legitimate president due to his race. And now a major mouthpiece of weaponized inequality has been relieved of her post, Melissa Harris Perry.
But I want us to be super careful when we use the language hard worker, because, I mean, I actually keep an image of folks working in cotton fields on my office wall, because it is a reminder about what hard work looks like.
We have to create a safety net for poor people, and when we won't, because they happen to look different from us, it is the pervasive of ugliness.
It is.
Was dismissed from MSNBC on February 28th due to these comments from an email. She wrote, I will not be used as a tool for management's purposes. I am not a token mammy or a little brown bobblehead. Perry wanted to continue her platform of division in the glorification of New World Order policy, whether it was opiating the masses with the Obama administration's plan to install a government worker to oversee every child in America. Believe it or not, the deceptive Black Lives Matter movement is a counterfeit movement funded by billionaire George Soros, and it's the brainchild of the New World Order establishment, intended to divide America and drive us towards their vision of a civil war. The irony is that millions of Americans are descended from many races. Reason clearly dictates that all Americans should resolve and finally overcome these issues together, and not as divided sheep to be led by the lunacy revered by the elitist social engineers. Since the 1970s, we were already making progress on equality without the help of genocidal eugenics-touting psychopaths. So much so that they had to intervene. Millennial generation, where is the grassroots movement of true American racial equality to counter the force-fed, billionaire-backed Black Lives Matter movement? Until that happens, a xenophobic stupidity of racial division will slowly increase and your generation and future generations will be completely consumed by the New World Order agenda. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Super Tuesday. Massive election fraud against Donald Trump appears to be taking place from Ohio to Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in and get ready.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history, and out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Super Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And at about 8 o'clock in the morning, my former producer, Mike Hansen, called me. I've been working with him for 20 years. And he said, you better tune into 590 News Radio. They're having call after call after call saying we're trying to vote for Trump, but it's flipping to Rubio. A few of the callers said it was flipping to Cruz. And then by the time I went to their website on my iPhone, because I was exercising, started listening, I heard a few calls. Then I had to go back in, get ready for the show, come into work, and then C.J. Oden, cool last name, one of our producers, he tuned in when he was driving into work at about 8:45, and in just 15, 20 minutes, he heard four phone calls saying it. Now, I've called 590. I've talked to a few other people. I'm trying to talk to their news director, Mark Caesar, who I've been friends with for 20 years. Of course, we've been on that station as well, off and on over 20 years. And we are trying to find out the exact number, but it's also now calls to other news radio channels. That's the dominant one. It is called into election judges. We have reporters now going downtown to try to talk to some people and to talk to some exit polls and get people's responses coming out because there's heavy, heavy voting in this Super Tuesday primary. Imagine in Austin, Texas with Bernie Sanders and Hillary and then Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich and others. Roger Stone was already scheduled, again, the consummate Trump insider and confidant of more than 40 years. I mean, these guys are like best buddies. So they hang out and go out to dinner and play golf together on a weekly basis. And I was just talking to Roger before the show. He told me a bunch of stuff I can't repeat. But he is joining us, and he said Ohio is the big one. He said their sources, their people on the ground, they're being flooded with calls and confirmations that in Ohio, where he has gone ahead of the governor, Kasich, that they are stealing it from Trump and from another campaign source close to Trump. Trump is really concerned right now, and now they know why Karl Rove and the Republicans have been so cocky. You don't just think they were going to steal the election or try to from Bernie Sanders in Iowa or in New Hampshire with six coin tosses, one in a row to break the tie, or with 20 points win in New Hampshire, but Hillary gets the delegates, most of the delegates. The fix is in. The problem is if there's a tsunami, and I've interviewed all the top election fraud experts. We're going to get a whole raft of them on, obviously, going into this election. We're lining that up now. When there's a tsunami, they can't beat it. And the fact that Trump in most states has double-digit leads over Rubio, who they've now foisted into number two position with CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, all of them behind him. Despite that, Trump has got double-digit leads and is gaining. And if he doesn't win in almost every state by large, large portions, because these states aren't winner-take-all, you know there's fraud going on, and get ready for the attempt at a broker convention. And that's why Roger Stone said he needs everybody, the grassroots, to really focus on what he's about to cover in 15 minutes when he joins us, 17, 18 minutes to be technical, at the bottom of the hour, 33 after, when we come in from break. Because he's the guy that James Baker and the Bushes brought in to be second in command of the recount in Florida. He's the guy, and he says he's ashamed of it and ashamed of George W. Bush, and that's when he turned against him when they attacked Iraq, started writing books against him at that time. And to his credit, he's done nothing but attack him for 14, 13 years over it. But he knows what he's talking about. And he said it is happening. That means everybody's got to turn out for Trump, and if you were going to vote for Carson or if you were going to vote for somebody else or Kasich, you're throwing it away. And clearly, the Chinese government, the British government, the former Mexican president, all the elite publications, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, are all saying, Obama is saying, the Republican leadership is saying, Fox News is saying, you can't have Donald Trump. And they're making up all this Klan garbage. Hillary said, oh, my mentor, Robert Byrd, I love him so much when he died. The former head of the entire Ku Klux Klan nationwide, back when they were killing people. And they play all these games, even though he's now put down the Klan three different times, twice years ago, another time. They keep saying, no, say you're against it again. Say you're against it again. I can't tell you how many times the media stopped this because it doesn't work anymore. They'd say, are you a racist? What do you think of the Ku Klux Klan? I used to get those questions all the time. When I caught bribery at the Capitol, they asked if I was racist. And at a certain point, it's like saying, do you rape your wife? You just don't even want to answer it. You want to slap somebody upside the head. That's what these people are doing. And it is amazing to see them pulling out all the stops. But the story is up on drudgereport.com. It's the top middle column, top story on the middle column. Report, Trump supporters in Texas see votes switched to Rubio. Callers to KLBJ report ballot irregularities. And I would just point out news radio KLBJ for folks that don't know. People voting for Trump in today's Super Tuesday primary are seeing their ballots changed to show a vote for Marco Rubio. Numerous callers flooded Austin-based station KLBJ this morning with reports of mistakes after they tried to vote for Trump. And then it's got the tweets and people talking, and 590's got an article out on it. According to KLBJ, computer freeze-ups and other glitches. That's when you know. I went and early voted, worked fine, voted a straight ticket on all the single Republicans that were running, and then voted for a few people that were running as Libertarians. But unopposed Republicans who were going against Democrats, I voted for them. Trump supporters, but no glitch, no problem. But notice, oh, there's a glitch, and then it gives you something else. That's the program laid in there. That's how it works. Trump supporters previously accused the Rubio campaign of stealing votes in Iowa after the Florida senator achieved a surprise third-place finish. If Rubio fails to secure a strong finish in today's primaries, he could be forced to drop out of the race altogether. So this is a desperate attempt to keep him in. Rubio's Super PAC has poured $1.5 million of its budget into Texas in an effort to take delegates away from the home state favorite Ted Cruz. And we're updating that right now with the info that Roger Stone gave us. Now, I need to add here that we're going to cover this later. The Koch brothers came out yesterday in the New York Times and in Town Hall and in BuzzFeed and in a bunch of other places and said, we aren't involved in the Republican primary. That's like Clinton saying he's not involved with that woman, Monica Lewinsky, sexually. And that they're not giving any money and they're out of this race for the Republicans. Well, they're on record financing it the whole time, trying to get certain people in. They've given money to Rubio and others. So what? So I've got their quotes. That's coming up as well. And they say Roger Stone is wrong, but their top campaign operative has now gone over to run the Rubio campaign because they give him all this money last Thursday. They had a super PAC meeting in New York. That was in the news. The details were secret, but Stone, Roger Stone, is from New York. He knows all those operatives. They said, oh, no, they're giving $25 million. Another $50 million was getting pledged by others. The $25 million suddenly shows up for Rubio in Florida and other states. And then the Koch guys send their man in, right as this is announced, to run it. Oh, no, they didn't give any money. And there's no corruption and no election stealing going on. And I am a Chinese jet pilot from Pluto, and I believe in Santa Claus. And I want to go to CJ Odin, one of our great producers, who heard a lot of these calls today as well. We've called 590. We're trying to get the calls. I think their podcast will be up soon. We'll grab it and put some of the calls up on Infowars.com. We're going to send some reporters over there in a little while. But this is a big deal because this is being reported all over Austin. Another friend of mine's wife, he called me and said, no, it happened to her. This is before I even had a story out. I'm driving into work, and I'm getting these calls. So I'm getting texts. I'm getting calls. This is widespread. CJ, tell us exactly what you heard on News Radio 590 KLBJ today.
Well, after leaving my polling place, after voting this morning, I was running a little bit late, so I heard more of the show than normal. And there were at least three callers, one from Georgetown and two from Round Rock, that said they had indicated Trump on their, I guess, computerized voting machine. And by the time they got to review, they noticed that their vote had been changed to Rubio. And when I voted this morning, I noticed one anomaly. I'd voted no on one proposition. When I went to review, it indicated I voted yes on all four propositions that I was
voting. That is incredible.
So I did review the presidential candidates. There was no change there, but it was awkward that right off the bat I noticed a problem where it indicated the wrong.
Did it let you reverse?
It did let me go back. And each caller reported that they were able to go back and fix it, but makes me worry about people that aren't able to go back.
Well, I probably interviewed 30 of the top experts like Bev Harris and countless others and the Diebold fellow that went public to the Florida legislature and others, and then that's what they say. There's different systems, but it'll show, it'll glitch and then change it, and then you go back and think you've changed it, but it's already been done. And that's one of the most classic hack frauds they do. This doesn't sound too good, CJ.
Right. There's no way of going back and fully vetting code. If it's been tampered with, at least with Dimpled Chads, you can hire some people that can clearly see what paper has been meddled with and what hasn't.
Wow. And again, you just heard part of the four-hour radio show. Reportedly, this was just ongoing until the station that is very conservative with what they run with, very respected news radio channel. It's won all sorts of national awards, formerly owned by, obviously, the Johnson family, now owned by Emmis. And I mean, they got so many calls and so many tweets and so many people and so many of the reporters got called that they went ahead and put a story out saying it appears this is really going on. And again, it's not like they're getting glitches for everybody. Oh, I voted for Rubio and it went for Trump. It's all, I voted for Trump, it went for Rubio. I voted for Trump, it went for Rubio. I voted for Trump, it went for Rubio. I voted for Trump, it went for Cruz. And the same thing, calls about the propositions going the way the establishment wants. And of course, they don't want to get rid of the state income tax. Or they don't want to get rid of the state property tax. Folks are saying that was flipping the wrong way. So it really looks like there is some manipulation going on. What do you make of the reports coming in from Roger Stone that joins us in 13 minutes, the massive election fraud taking place in Ohio?
I think it's what we feared, but we expected it. It's happened before. I encourage everyone out there to either vote on paper or thoroughly check their electronic review form before they submit the ballot.
And that's why I became involved in elections and became an alternate judge one time, and I was down there at the main center where they were bringing in all the ballots from the precincts. We would stack them in the right order and put them in the Scantrons, and almost everybody there were Pat Buchanan supporters. It was a Republican primary. This was in 96, and I watched them with my own eyeballs. It was like almost, it was like 70%+, 80%, depending on what stack, for, so I was looking at it. It was for Pat Buchanan, and it didn't happen. It all went for basically Bob Dole. And I witnessed it with my own eyeballs. And we saw places like Nevada and places like Arizona, where he was winning by huge majorities in the exit polls, but still lost massively. So they do not want these type of people in. I wonder if they've got the huevos to steal this from Trump in front of everybody.
I think they do. I think they do. It's happened on a grand scale in Scotland. It's something that's pretty widespread. I think for an election this important, it would not surprise me. And it's a lot easier to hide being digital, unfortunately.
Well, Trump is not going to put up with it, and he has the money to, if they still have paper ballots, to pull them out and have them recounted. But they're going to call him a shower puss and everything, but you can't have him.
He's got to have attorneys down here.
45 leads, 40 leads, and the next guy's 20 points, and then have him lose. I mean, they just can't do it when it's a landslide, CJ.
I don't think so. It could be trying to skew votes more in Cruz's favor. I can't quite tell what adding to Rubio's count's going to do for them.
Well, if this doesn't tell people, again, David Knight wasn't for Trump. Leanne McAdoo wasn't for Trump. I wasn't sure about it, but I knew they were against him. But now the whole world, the Chinese communists, everybody says you can't have Trump, and now it looks like fraud going on, and Stone says it's coming in from all over the country. How could we not then be behind Trump? I mean, I get it. He says some wannabe tough guy stuff that I disagree with about torture, about, you know, spying. And, you know, if he does a few more things like that, I'm needing to reverse some of it or I'm going to have a problem. But still, for whatever reason, they're scared to death of him on the 9/11 truth, the vaccines, the borders, the sovereignty, the Chinese and Indian and Mexican internal tariffs that are fraudulent tariffs that make it impossible for us to have jobs. I mean, they are scared of him because he's not perfect, but he does want to turn the engine back on of the nation. He doesn't want us going into cardiac arrest, and he's not a globalist, and they want to run the country. And so they're scared to death of him.
He's the most significant threat against Hillary Clinton. I think that's the big reason why you're going to mess with Trump.
Polls show it.
I don't think Ted Cruz or Rubio would stand a chance. People would accept that victory that Clinton's going to have over them if they're the nominees or if one of them is the nominee. Trump is by far the popular favorite in the country. It's not just his politics, but his business sense that people are rallying behind.
Everyone I know is voting for him except a few people for Cruz.
I know Democrats that are voting for Trump.
Absolutely. They're sick of it. And what happens when they steal it from Sanders? They're totally stealing it. He gets 50, 100,000 people. Hillary gets 1,000. And then magically she's winning everywhere. Baloney. And, you know, those folks need to give capitalism a chance. They've been getting crony capitalism. I want to invite the socialists who are going for Sanders because he says a lot of good things about spying and war and the banks. Come over to Trump, folks. It's never been more obvious what's going on. I'm not mad at folks that don't want to be for Trump. That's fine. I normally say presidential stuff's a diversion. We want to run good candidates to educate people about liberty, but now we've got a real shot at this. And they tried to steal it from Reagan in 80, but the landslide was so big in the Super Tuesday and in the general election that they couldn't do it. But they're going to fight him all the way down to the wire. CJ, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And if any of the other crew wants to pop in, or any of the reporters want to come in and pop in with their view on this, go ahead. I'm sure about Trump now, and I'm really concerned about his safety. And I happen to know the inside baseball, not from Stone, but from someone else, that literally they did cut off Trump's audio because he cried before that. You know, they would do it twice, and I don't like him on his own. Before he was criticized, I'm leaving the Reform Party because it's got David Duke, the Klansman, in it. I don't want your nomination. And they did it again. They did that classic thing, turn your audio off, say David Duke and other white supremacist groups and other groups. He goes, Duke groups? You know, what groups? And then I just come out and said, yeah, I decry it. And then he says his internal voice, he goes, and next they're going to say, what do I think about this person or that person? Or they'll have bad people endorse me, and then I'm going to have to keep coming out and saying I'm sorry. No, I'm going to look strong. I'm done. I'm done. And I had a little Freudian slip there because I think that's dumb. He can sit there after a while and say, hey, I'm not going to sit there and, decry everybody because you tell me to. I'm going to be strong. I don't think that's the smartest move. I actually agree with Ted Cruz when he says there's a few things you don't say you're with. The Nazis, the white supremacists, the Klan, or the new Black Panther movement, or, I guess you're allowed to be in Mecha and La Raza. They're just racial groups as well. I do have a problem with Freudian slips because I just say what I'm really thinking. I just cannot control myself. I'm totally teleprompter free. But that's more endearing that Trump is so pig-headed. I already did it. I decried him years ago. I'm going to have to do this over and over again with everybody. They could be pulling this stunt on me. I'm sick of it. The voters have figured it out. I'm done. I just heard that Trump said that. But the point is, That maybe he's right. Maybe people are sick of everyone apologizing and totally sick of political correctness. I'm inviting David Duke back on the show. I'm not going to have a two-hour so-called debate with him where he complains the whole time that I'm not letting him talk. I'm going to have a stopwatch if he'll come on, and I'll let him talk 5 minutes, and then I'll talk 2 minutes. He's got a deal. He can have two-thirds more time than me and then some. For every 5 minutes, I will get 2 minutes with a stopwatch. On television, we will aim a camera at a digital stopwatch, and then we can debate and discuss this whole situation. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not going to sit here and demonize David Duke because that'd be hypocritical. Mecha and La Raza and Al Sharpton and Black Lives Matter's leadership and that whole group is just as racist or more so than the Ku Klux Klan is today. And they're more violent. They're out attacking white people and veterans, and it's supposedly okay. And groups affiliated with them are shooting cops in the back of the head. And it's the same mindless racial tribal garbage that the Klan was doing in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and some since then. But David Duke has reformed himself 90%, just like Louis Farrakhan has changed a lot of what he has to say. I don't want to fight with Louis Farrakhan or David Duke. I think Louis Farrakhan is a more open, serious, more intellectual person than David Duke. I've talked to both of them. And I recoiled from Duke when I was interviewing him because he just seemed calculating and cold and spider-like. And Farrakhan was like magnetic, and I just wanted to hug him. And it was like, man, this guy is super, super charismatic. I was just like, whoa. Like superhero level. I'm not even saying that's a good thing. I was like getting tears in my eyes when he was speaking and stuff. I was just like, whoa, dude, this guy is like, maybe he's like the, what's the snake's name in the Jungle Book? The eyes spinning. Ah, but no. I mean, I think he genuinely cares about people and is angry and didn't like being kicked around when he was young. And I can really identify with that. But he says a lot of stuff I disagree with. But I had a real forum with him, and he wanted to bring people together and said he'd grown. Maybe, you know what? I thought of this. I'd pay for it in a really nice hotel somewhere in a conference room to videotape it. Myself, Louis Farrakhan, and David Duke, and I could be the mediator and give each person equal time, and not even really a debate, but a discussion, to really see what people thought about that. People say, what if you associated with David Duke or Louis Farrakhan? That's political correctness, folks. I don't hold their views. I don't get into a lot of this race politics stuff. But I would want to try to actually have a real open debate. They don't want us discussing. They don't want us going to barbecues together. They don't want us going to church together. It's like Diamonds and Lace said yesterday. They don't want us actually speaking. That's what political correctness is. By the way, Roger Stone's coming up. Huge Super Tuesday coverage. Before I go any further, we are ending the leap year sale because we sold out of 9 items just in the nutraceuticals alone. But we are extending it for a Super Tuesday sale for all items still in stock, whether it's water filters, high-quality nutraceuticals, non-GMO seeds, books, videos, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com is extended.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here to announce the biggest single sale in InfoWars 21-year history. Until Monday at midnight, you can get 30% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, the incredible high-quality nutraceuticals, vitamins and minerals, the Hillary for Prison t-shirts, and more. This is the first leap year sale we've ever done, and it's the biggest sale in our history. And out of the thousands of items at InfoWarsLife.com, you will get discounts that are truly amazing. 30% off, free shipping, and more at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And finally, from yours truly, Alex Jones, to all the patriots of every race, color, and creed across this country and the world, I salute you for your tireless fight against tyranny and your support of the InfoWar. Without you, none of this is possible.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Richard Reeves with InfoWars.com. It is February 29th, 2016. Tomorrow is Super Tuesday. And we had a special guest come in today. We had Miriam Witcher come in. She is the lady that became famous in Las Vegas when Donald Trump had an event back in the fall. And Donald Trump spotted her and brought her up on stage. And she's jumping and shouting, "I love Donald Trump."
I'm Hispanic and I vote for Mr. Trump. We vote for Mr. Trump! Yes! Mr. Trump! We love.
So what do you expect to see here with the folks here at UT?
Well, first of all, I want to say, Texas, I love you, and I'm here to support Donald J. Trump. Hi, ladies, are you going to vote tomorrow?
Sorry, I'm on my way over there.
Hi, are you going to vote tomorrow? Hey, ladies, are you going to vote tomorrow? Come here. Don't be scared. We are only fixed the economy.
Look at these dehumanized trendies. They don't talk to anybody. They have no social skills.
Are you going to vote tomorrow?
Definitely.
Okay, darling. For who you are going to vote tomorrow?
Marco Rubio.
You're in favor of Bernie Sanders here today?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to be voting tomorrow?
Yes.
So who do you like?
Voting tomorrow?
I don't know. I would basically vote for anybody besides Trump.
I'd rather go for Bernie Sanders because he's more of a human.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. So a lot of your comrades here on campus voted for Bernie Sanders, evidently, right?
That is the impression I get, yes.
So I honestly thought this was a joke. Like, I didn't know you guys were actually Trump supporters. This is hilarious to me. I really got to get lunch, but...
Got to get some lunch? Okay. All right. Lunch is definitely more important. And Bernie will give you a free lunch. What'd you say, sir?
I said you are too brown to vote for Trump.
So you think she's way off base supporting Trump?
Yes.
From what I heard, I just don't really like what he has to offer. And the things that he says I don't think are very educated for who we need in running this country.
Tell us a couple of those things.
Well, let's see. You know, there just seems so, I can't really remember, like, specifically what they are.
I just told you I could cite many examples when he spewed hate. Can you cite some examples of when he has spewed inclusivity towards people of color?
The only thing Donald J. Trump has is love in his heart. This is he's a humble man. I love Trump.
How much he paying you?
When did you come to the United States?
I came to United States more than 35 years ago, but I came here legally.
So why don't we vet the radical Christians who are coming to his rallies with KKK gear on?
Well, I haven't personally seen that, but
you haven't? No. Oh, you're interviewing for him. Well, maybe you should do some research.
Well, I've been to quite a few rallies
out here. Who doesn't know anything about what's going on? Go Trump! Sound like a voice recorder.
If someone's born in America, it doesn't make a difference. They could still be a rapist or a murderer or something. If they were born in America, come from an all-white family, it doesn't make a difference.
Stop more people from coming over to add to that pool.
But we need that to any people, though. That wouldn't be just Mexicans.
Why don't you go into Mexico illegally right now and tell me whether or not you're going to be taken in with loving arms? So this is what happens. If you go into Mexico, you're going to be taken into custody, held in jail for a long time, and then deported. If you go to France and you go in illegally, guess what's going to happen? What they mean is, by the wall, is we need to stop the drug coming through, because that happens. I go to the border all the time, and I film that stuff. Okay, so it's bad. You put up a wall. Yes, people will come through, but there's a vetting process. You know how many friends I know who are Mexicans who joined the military, and had to go through a proper protocol, through a proper procedure to gain that, and they take that very seriously. So when you see people come over here illegally and they don't do the right stuff and they're leeching off of our country, yeah, that's a spit in the face of the people that come over here and go through the immigration process the right way.
I think that the fact that he's gotten so much attention and so much support based off of faulty, like, pieces of hope that he provides citizens with, I think is
that report is up on Infowars.com. Liberal trendies freak out on Hispanic Trump supporter, and it gets worse. And really, they're anti-white. And that's what MSNBC, the Democratic Party, has done. They have created an anti-white sentiment, just as the Democratic Party ran the Klan, created it. That didn't work. The Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act in the late 50s, Eisenhower. And my grandfather was involved in that, elected to state office. He switched from Democrat to Republican. Some of his family got mad at him. They were, you know, Southern Democrats. He said, listen, we're going to have civil rights. So the Democrats knew they couldn't beat it anymore, so they switched over. And the Republicans said, okay, we'll do the Southern strategy. But it is just the ignorance of these people is incredible. But here's the breaking news. It's up on drudgereport.com right now. It's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Joseph Watson's story. And we can click on that. We've now updated it with information that Roger Stone has given us about huge evidence of fraud going on in Ohio pouring in. He is an election fraud expert, you know, helped run Bush's recount there in Florida, so he knows what he's looking for. And so we're going to be talking to Roger Stone, the consummate confidant and Trump insider, here in just a moment about Super Tuesday from StoneZone.com. Before I go any further, though, I promised you that I was not going to extend the leap year sale past basically the start of the show today, and we didn't. And I was saying, you know, sometimes we extend stuff, and I said I wouldn't, but I said we can't because 10 items, it's about to be 11 or 12, of just the nutraceuticals have sold out at InfoWarsLife.com. And a lot of other items are selling out. In fact, I've never had a sale this successful, and I know why. We've never had 30% off on top of the discounts and free shipping. And these are really good Hillary for Prison t-shirts. These are really powerful books and videos. These are really powerful water filtration systems, the very best out there, at the highest quality, lower for the same units than you get at Amazon. It's insane. And it helps fund the operation. So a lot of stuff is selling out, but a lot of great stuff is still there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I'm calling it the Super Tuesday Sale, and it will have to end by tomorrow because I can't sell out of everything at this discount because then we'll lose money. You can't do a sale that's so good you sell out everything when some of it's lost leaders. You got to keep some goods back. So we're going to have some other big specials later in the week on individual items that we do have a lot of, but extended 30% off of in-stock products at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. Some products have sold out, but we are extending the sale to most of our in-stock products. Get auto-ship, though, for guaranteed delivery on stuff that's even out of stock. We keep a surplus back of that, and you get 10% off on top of the 30% in free shipping. That is just insane. What we've already sold out of is Super Male Vitality, Secret 12, DNA Force, Living Defense, and a bunch of other items. Liver Shield is back in stock. You can get that. Oxy Powder back in stock. Super Female did sell out. Anthroplex, the truck just arrived yesterday. That's basically like Super Male Vitality. It's excellent, but even more affordable. It is discounted right now, 30% off. So there's also some silver linings there of some items that have come back into stock. InfoWars Select, high-quality, sortable foods, 30% off. I mean, it's just the best deals ever. And thank you all for your support. Go read the five-star reviews and more. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the nutraceuticals or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. There's also amazing. We're going to Roger Stone right now. Or take that call. That's from Trump if you need to, sir. Go ahead. I can see him there on the TV. And his wife handing him the phone. Just so much going on, so much happening. Now, let's go back to that Drudge Report article. Top story, Drudge Report, middle column. Callers flood news radio stations. We now learn TV stations, you name it, saying that they try to vote for Trump, it flips to Rubio. And it's coming in now from other counties across Texas and other areas like Ohio, and he has literally just been working 20 hours a day. And I called him this morning. He said, absolutely, the reports are pouring in here from our political operatives on the ground. I don't know how much I can repeat that he told me because some of it's major inside baseball. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, best-selling author, Trump Insider. Thank you for coming on with us, sir.
Alex, just to be very clear, what I'm getting from Ohio are complaints about their absentee ballot process and their early voting process. Their contest is not today. It's on March 15th. I have authorized a team that is on its way to Ohio, two attorneys, a mathematician, and someone who is a political activist with experience in this area to try to see what is going on.
Paul Watson's writing an article, so we need to make sure it's clear, because the media will go with this. We know Ohio isn't now, but it's key for Casey to keep him in. This is with the absentee and early voting, and Stone is sending a team, is launching an investigation. Please continue.
Which is dominant in Ohio. I mean, I must tell you, Alex, the one thing the Ohio Republican Party really knows how to do is run up the score in these absentee ballots. They mail them. They chase them. They chase them down with people, with telephones. They get them to the registrars. They're very good at it. They go into the nursing homes. Maybe sometimes they mark a ballot or two. But they're very, very adept. They're very smooth. They operate like the old Democrats. John Kasich is using the state Republican Party like a super PAC. They are doing the mailing and the chasing, looking into the legality of that. What's more disturbing to me is the complaints I'm getting today. We've just gotten some complaints from the Boston area, people attempting to vote today, telling us that the lever will not go down over Donald J. Trump's name. So we are on top of this. We're going to be establishing an 800 number shortly so that anyone who experiences a difficulty can contact us. I have contacted, and we are bringing on as a consultant Richard Charnin, who is a mathematician and probably the world's foremost expert on computerized voter fraud. It is not. We saw the massive cheating in Ohio that most likely delivered the state to George Bush over John Kerry. There's a lot of evidence the machines were tampered with then. 4 years later, under Mitt Romney, you may recall, Alex, that Karl Rove was incensed on Fox when he was told that Romney would lose Ohio. He was incensed. He said it had to be wrong. That's because Karl thought that he had taken care of that problem. Evidently, Barack Obama came in with a higher bid to the local poobahs and the people who controlled the machinery. But those Diebold machinery, those Diebold voting machines, you know, the Diebold, all their executives, the family, they're all major donors to the Bush machine. So there's plenty of reason for cause here. We are not going to let this nomination be stolen from Donald Trump. We don't have the politicians. We have more volunteers. We have more first-timers. We have more enthusiasm. He's setting records in these crowds. But I am trying to pull together a lot of my old colleagues from the Goldwater campaign, as far back as Goldwater, from the Reagan campaigns, from conservative campaigns, from Ron Paul's campaign, various campaigns. We are going to get together and see if we can dig into these charges.
Roger Stone, they have had top political science professors and others come out that have never really called an election improperly. We can put it up on screen for TV viewers. I'll read the headline for listeners on radio that Trump has a 97% to 99% chance of winning the presidency. And again, this is top political scientists that are hired by the major parties. This is what the odds makers are saying in London and in Vegas now. So if he doesn't win, they're stealing it. I mean, in polls, he surged from 40% in most Super Tuesday states to 45%. NASCAR has endorsed him. The top drivers have endorsed him. Yes. Senator Sessions has endorsed him. Chris Christie's endorsed him. Obviously, he is the nominee, as Drudge said a week ago. Are they willing to steal this in front of everybody when it's not close? Because all the fraud experts I've talked to over my 20 years on air say they have trouble stealing landslides and tsunamis. Is this a tsunami, and do they have the will to try to steal it?
But remember, we have two different things here. You're addressing the question of the popular vote in the primaries, which is going to be overwhelmingly for Donald J. Trump. But this is this system operates on the basis of delegates. And if Donald Trump gets to Cleveland with short of the magic number to be nominated, then I think there's a high probability that when you go to a second ballot, you're up for a real battle. Here's why. On the first ballot, a number of these delegates are bound by state law by the results of the primary. So the Republican bosses fill the delegation with people who are actually anti-Trump, or more precisely, controlled.
They've been bragging that they're controlled, and a lot of them have government or corporate jobs that their whole job is based on being that delegate.
They're hacks. They're organization people. They're insiders. They do what they're told, particularly in New York, where follow the boss. This is the home of boss Thomas Platt. This is the home of boss Tweed. Politics in New York in both parties, everyone follows the boss. The boss can switch to another candidate on the second ballot because they're his people. In other words, after the first ballot, everyone is unbound by state law and no longer required to vote on the basis of the percentages of the primaries. So there is real room for mischief. There's also room for mischief in the convention rules. Where you could, for example, put a requirement that the nominee have a majority of the delegates in 15 states. Otherwise, all names, even those including people who had never won any delegates in any primary, could be put into play. So they're going to monkey with this to try to come up with various anti-Trump angles and to try to hang us up. This, by the way, is something the Bushies really excel at. In politics, there's one of Stone's rules. He who knows the rules, rules. And we've got a hell of a fight on our hands. This is why we have set up StopTheSteal.org, this project, to start looking into voter fraud and also begin preparing for the convention.
And just with the money you've raised so far, you're already deploying a team to Ohio, try to head them off at the pass. I want to come back and talk about the Koch brothers. They came out in the New York Times, in BuzzFeed, Politico, you name it, saying Roger Stone, Alex Jones are wrong, Drudge is wrong. We aren't funding anybody in the campaign were not involved in the primary. They're on record giving millions in the primary. And then, but then their top political strategist goes over to just, quote, run the Rubio campaign. That's in the news the same day. How obvious is it that they're lying?
Yeah, no, that was agreed to at the meeting last week in New York. Now, there is some conflation here, to be very clear. A meeting was held in New York in which the Koch brothers, who I always imagine looking like Ralph Bellamy and Don Amici. I don't know why. But the Koch brothers give Marco Rubio $25 million with the admonition, you can have our political guy, but you have to show legs before Florida on March 15th. If he loses on March 15th, Kasich wins Ohio on March 15th, which he is still favored to do, although I think Rubio is in trouble, big trouble in Texas, in Florida, then he gets the hook, and Mitt Romney is all suited up and in the wings. Alex, I ask you, why suddenly is Mitt Romney, after months and months and months of no political commentary, he's now starting to launch these zingers at Donald Trump?
Well, sure. You live in New York and also in Florida. You're the consummate insider. I was there. You were on the phone with these people that were at the meeting. I was there with you Friday. It happened Thursday. You got the intel. This is what was openly discussed. And then they just sit there.
I have spent 40 years in the corroded rectum of the Republican Party. I have been there for the recounts and the battles. I will have been to every Republican National Convention since 1964.
So you were there with Barry Goldwater. Stay there. We're going to go back into the Stone Zone straight ahead, as it appears they're trying to steal enough delegates. Because remember, these aren't winner-take-all, to try to cheat Trump and have a broker convention.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer, your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at fortressclothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. Fortressclothing.com. It could save your life one day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m.
3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Day to night, quarterbacks, the fourth hour today. And we've got our great intrepid crew, Leanne McAdoo, and, of course, Rob Dew, and the rest of the amazing reporters. I'm going to be here tonight as well. This is just too important. I'm going to go home and spend some time with the children after school and do some activities. And then I'm going to come back up here tonight and cover it right through Super Tuesday. This is just too important. But I'll be here for relief for the folks up here and then to give them a break during the coverage. But that'll be coming up tonight, Infowars.com/show for all the free feeds, stations, TV stations, and radio stations all over are requesting every week new ones. Hey, can we carry your show? Is there a contract? And I go, it's free to air. Run any ads you want over the ad spaces. Preempt us. Do whatever you want. That's why I do the TV nightly news. The radio's great. We get half the ads. You get half the ads. That's the network deal. With my TV show, free to air. Free to air. A public service. And it's always an hour, weeknights, 7 to 8. But during special events, elections, terror attacks, earthquakes, whatever, we go live for hour after hour after hour with our amazing crew. And that's where your support of this broadcast comes in. When you buy the great nutraceuticals, the non-GMO seeds, the Patriot T-shirts, the books, the films, Roger Stone's books, the profit we make from that, which is good because we sell stuff for such low prices, it's such high quality, we sell more of it, that's free market, and we're able to fund this operation so morally without a bunch of weird sponsors, without a bunch of weird corporations and big, you know, establishment money. This is you funding media that protects and defends the Republic. So we've got the extended leap year sale is limited. The sale's gone, but what's left, the products that haven't sold out, and there's a lot of them, only sold out of a fraction of the products, we're calling it the Super Tuesday sale. But it's got to end tomorrow because I can't sell out of everything. InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone, getting back to this, people got to put their time, their energy, and their money behind this. If people want to see election fraud exposed, they've got to go to StopTheSteal.org. They've got to support it. They've got to call you and offer to be volunteers. They've got to report what they see happening. This is a fight. This is the animating contest of liberty. Other points you'd like to make about what's currently happening today, what you expect to see happen. Because obviously, there's a tsunami here, but you're saying they're going to try to steal it at the convention.
Well, look, I think that it's situational at this point. I mean, I do think we have to live a little in the sense because you're asking me what kind of hand Trump will have until the cards have been dealt. Let's look Wednesday morning. I'm very, very confident. He has been drawing some of the largest crowds of the campaign. But he is taking it, as I don't have to tell you, from the Pope, from the Mexican president, from all these institutions. He's got Marco Rubio in a puerile, childish rant about the fact that he can't seem to, no matter what he does, he will never have the gravitas or the stature or the record or the capability to be president. He looks like a boy standing next to a man.
Well, you know what's funny? His voice went out and it sounded like a squeaky Mickey Mouse, and he has the ears. And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just he shouldn't be making comments about physical appearance when he looks like a space alien.
Yeah, no, look, it's become a real, it's degenerated into a slugfest. The thing people need to remember, Alex, is Marco's just an attractive new vessel for the same old crap. This is the Bush New World Order agenda. It's neocon.
Same crap, different bag.
Right. It's neoconism on steroids. This guy wants to march off to war every place. He will open our borders no matter what he says today. He's been caught once trying to get our borders opened as one of the notorious Gang of Eight, which is mutiny, that's treason.
And then he lies about it when he's on record doing it.
Which doesn't make him different than Ted Cruz, who also lies about it when he's on record, because no matter what he will say, and he's got that Nixonian ability to lie with a straight face.
Well, that's it.
He also voted for it.
That's it, because that's so key. Cruz was bad before he got elected. He's been good since he was, but he was one of the engineers of amnesty for the Bushes. He's such an insider. It's really creepy. Do 5 more minutes with us, and they got to go, Mr. Stone. We're back in 70 seconds. I'm Alex Jones. Tell your friends and family and tune in right now. History's being made. The new media, the resurgence of liberty versus the Pope, the communist Chinese, Obama, the neocons, and every other turd in the back.